This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
On behalf of the English department, Mr. George Oppen, the author of Materials and This in Which, will now read to you from his poem.
More or less against advice, I'm going to read unpublished work. This is a manuscript of the next book. I have really the heart of that next book is a long poem, a serial poem, 40 short poems, which is a difficult thing to, it's not so much difficult to read as difficult to listen to. I think I'll do it all the same, and then maybe we'll make a little intermission that will take about 30 minutes, and I'll read other poems. This poem is called Of Being Numerous. And you'll hear, I think, the break between the sections, which varies to their sharpness. There are things we live among, and to hear them is to know ourselves. A currents, a part of an infinite series, the sad marvels. But this was told, a tale of our wickedness that is not our wickedness. I remember that old town we went to when we sat in the ruined window, and we tried to imagine that we belong to those times, that is dead and it is not dead. And you cannot imagine either its life or its death. The earth speaks, and the salamander speaks. The spring comes and only obscures it. So spoke of the existence of things, an unmanageable pantheon. Absolute, but they say, arid. City of the corporations. Last in dreams and images and the pure joy of the mineral fact, though it is impenetrable, as the world that is matter is impenetrable. The emotions are engaged entering the city, as entering any city. We are not coeval with the locality that we imagine others are. We encounter them actually. A populace flows through the city. This is a language, therefore, of New York. For the people of that flow are new the old, new to age as the young, to youth and to their dwelling, for which the tarred roofs and the stoops and doors, the world of stoops, a petty alibi and satirical wit will not serve. The great stone above the river, in the pylon of the bridge, 1875, frozen in the moonlight, in the frozen air over the footpath, consciousness, which has nothing to gain, which awaits nothing, which loves itself. We are pressed on each other. We will be told at once of anything that happens, and the discovery of fact bursts in a paroxysm of emotion, now as always. Crusoe, we say, was rescued, so we have chosen. Obsessed, bewildered by the shipwreck of the singular, we have chosen the meaning of being numerous. Amor fati, the love of fate, for which the city alone is audience, perhaps blasphemous. Slowly over Ireland's destinies, moving steadily past and change in the thin sky, over islands among days, having only the force of days most simple, most difficult. Where there is the intensity of seeing increases, one's distance from them, the people, does not also increase. I know, of course I know, I can enter no other place. Yet I am one of those who, from nothing but man's way of thought, and one of his dialects and what has happened to me, have made poetry. To dream of that beach, for the sake of an instant of the eyes, the absolute singular, the unearthly bonds of the singular, which is the bright light of shipwreck. For in that light, new arts, dithyrambic, audience as artists, but I will listen to a man. I will listen to a man, and when I speak, I will speak, though he will fail, and I will fail, but I will listen to him speak. The shuffling of the crowd is nothing, well, nothing but the many that we are, but nothing. Urban art, art of the cities, art of the young in the cities. The isolated man is dead, his world around him exhausted. And he fails, that meditative man. And indeed they cannot bear it. It is that light that seeps anywhere, a light for the times, in which the buildings stand on low ground, their pediments just above the harbor, absolutely immobile, hollow, available. You could enter any building. You could look from any window. One might wave to himself from the top of the Empire State Building. Speak if you can. Speak. Phyllis, not neoclassic. The girl's name is Phyllis. Coming home from a first job on the bus in the bare civic interior, among those people, the small doors, opening on the night at the curb, her heart, she told me, suddenly tight with happiness. So small a picture, a spot of light on the curb that cannot demean us. I too am in love down there with the streets and the square slabs of pavement, to talk of the house and the neighborhood and the docks, and it is not art. In these explanations, it is presumed that an experiencing subject is one occasion of a sensitive reaction to an actual world. The rain falls that had not been falling, and it is the same world. They made small objects of wood and the bones of fish and of stone. They talked. Families talked. They gathered in council and spoke, carrying objects. They were credulous that things show in the forest. They were patient with the world. This will never return, never, unless having reached their limits, they will begin over, that is, over and over. Unable to begin, at the beginning, the fortunate find everything already here. They are shoppers, choosers, judges, and here the brutal is without issue, a dead end. They develop argument in order to speak, they become unreal, unreal. Life loses solidity, loses extent. Baseball's their game, because baseball is not a game, but an argument and difference of opinion makes the horse races. They are ghosted in danger, one soul. There is change in an air that smells stale. They will come to the end of an era, first of all peoples, and one may honorably keep his distance, if he can. I cannot even now altogether disengage myself from those men with whom I stood in emplacements, in mess tents, in hospitals and sheds, and hid in the gullies of blasted roads in a ruined country, among the many men more capable than I, Micah and a sergeant named Healy, that lieutenant also. How forget that? How talk distantly of the people who are that force within the walls of cities, wearing their cars, echo like history down walled avenues in which one cannot speak. Chorus, androgynous, find me so that I will exist. Find my navel so that it will exist. Find my nipples so that they will exist. Find every hair of my belly. I am good or I am bad. Find me. He who will not work shall not eat. And only he who is troubled shall find rest. And only he who descends into the netherworld shall rescue his beloved. And only he who unsheathes his knife shall be given Isaac again. He who will not work shall not eat, but he who will work shall give birth to his own thought. The roots of words dim in the subways. There is madness in the number of the living, a state of matter. There is nobody here but us chickens. Anti-ontology, He wants to say, his life is real. No one can say why. It is not easy to speak. A ferocious mumbling in public, a ruthless speech. It is the air of atrocity, an event as ordinary as a president, a plume of smoke, visible at a distance, in which people burn. Now in the helicopters, the casual will is atrocious. Insanity in high places. If it is true we must do these things, we must cut our throats. The fly in the bottle, insane, the insane fly, which over the city is the bright light of shipwreck. They await war, and the news is war, as always, that the juices may flow in them, though the juices lie. Great things have happened on the earth and given it history, armies and the ragged hordes moving in the passions of that death. But who escapes death among these riders of the subway? They know, by now as I know, failure and the guilt of failure. As in Hardy's poem of Christmas, we might half hope to find the animals in the sheds of a nation kneeling at midnight. Farm animals, draft animals, beasts for slaughter, because it would mean they have forgiven us, or, which is the same thing, that we do not altogether matter. There can be a brick in a brick wall, the eye picks, so quiet of a Sunday. Here is the brick that was waiting here when you were born, Mary Ann. Clarity in the sense of transparency. I don't mean that much can be explained. Clarity in the sense of silence. Half pretty and half mad, and the jet set is in. The vocabularies of the 40s gave way to the jet stream, and the media, the Mustang, and the deals, and the people will change again. Under the soil, in the blind pressure, the lump, entity of substance, changes also. In 24 rooms, 24 apartments, after the party, the girls stare at the ceilings blindly as they are filled, and then they sleep. In this nation, which is in some sense our home, covenant, the covenant is, there shall be peoples. Strange that the youngest people I know live in the oldest buildings, scattered about the city, in the dark rooms of the past and the immigrants, the black rectangular buildings of the immigrants. They are the children of the middle class, the pure products of America, investing. The ancient buildings jostle each other in a half-forgotten, that ponderous business, this Chinese wall. They carry nativeness to a conclusion in suicide. We want to defend limitation and do not know how. Stupid to say merely that poets should not lead their lives among poets. They have lost the metaphysical sense of the future. They feel themselves the end of a chain of lives, single lives, and we know that lives are single and cannot defend the metaphysic on which rest the boundaries of our distances. We want to say common sense and cannot. We stand on that denial of death that paved the cities, generation for generation, and the pavement is filthy as the corridors of the police. How shall one know a generation, a new generation? Not by the dew on them, where the earth is most torn and the wounds untended and the voices confused. There is the head of the moving column, who, if they cannot find a generation, wither in the infirmaries and the supply depots supplying irrelevant objects. Street lamps shine on the parked cars steadily in the clear night. It is true the great mineral silence vibrates, hums a process completing itself, in which the windshield wipers of the cars are visible. The power of the mind, the power and weight of the mind, which is not enough, that is nothing and does nothing against the natural world, behemoth, white whale, beast, they will say, and less than beast, the fatal rock, which is the world. Oh, if the streets seem bright enough, fold within fold of resonance, or see through water, clearly the pebbles of the beach, through the water flowing from the ripple clear, as ever they have been. It is difficult now to speak of poetry. About those who have recognized the range of choice, or those who have lived within the life they were born to, it is not precisely a question of profundity, but of a different order of experience. One would have to tell what happens in a life, what choices present themselves, what the world is for us, what happens in time, what thought is in the course of a life, and therefore what art is, and the isolation of the actual. I would want to talk of rooms and of what they look out on, and of basements, the rough walls bearing the marks of the forms, the old marks of wood and the concrete, such solitude as we know, and the swept floors. Someone, a workman, bearing about him, feeling about him, that peculiar word like a dishonored fatherhood, has swept this solitary floor, this profoundly hidden floor, such solitude as we know. One must not come to feel that he has a thousand threads in his hands. He must somehow see the one thing. This is the level of art. There are other levels, but there is no other level of art. The light of the closed pages, tightly closed, packed against each other, exposes the new day, the narrow, frightening light before a sunrise. My daughter, what can I say of living? I cannot judge it. We seem caught in reality together, my lovely daughter. I have a daughter, but no child. And it was not precisely happiness we promised ourselves. We say happiness, happiness, and are not satisfied. Though the house on the lowland of the city catches the dawn light, I can tell myself, and I tell myself, only what we all believe true. And in the sudden vacuum of time, is it not? In fear, the roots grip downward and beget the baffling hierarchies of father and child, as of leaves on the high, thin twigs to shield us from time, from open time. Behind their house, behind the back porch are the little woods. She walks into them sometimes and awaits the birds and the deer. Looking up, she sees the blue bright sky above the branches. If it were, if one had been born here, how could one believe it? Because the known and the unknown touch, one witnesses. It is ennobling, if one thinks so. If to know is noble, it is ennobling. Only that it should be beautiful. Only that it should be beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Red, green, blue, the wet lips laughing, or the curl of the white shell, and the beauty of the women, the perfect tendons under the skin, the perfect life that can twist in a flood of desire, not truth, but each other, the bright, bright skin, her hands wavering in her incredible need. Which is ours, which is ourselves. This is our jubilation, exalted and as old as that truthfulness which illumines speech. Like the wind in the trees and the bells of the procession, how light the air is and the earth, children in the grass, in the wind and the voices of men and women, to be carried about the sun forever, among the beautiful particulars of the breezes, the papers blowing about the sidewalks. A female will to hide the most evident God under a covert, surely infinite thing. Surely infiniteness is the most evident thing in the world. Is it the courage of women to assume every burden of blindness themselves, intruders, carrying life, the young women, carrying life, unaided in their arms, in the streets, weakened by too much need or too little, and life seeming to depend on women, burdened and desperate as they are. Or to find man beyond rescue, of the impoverished, solve whole cities before we can face again forests and prairies. Though the world is the obvious, the seen, and unforeseeable, that which one cannot not see, which the first eyes saw, for us, also each man or woman, near its knowledge, though it may be of the noon's own vacuity. And the mad too speak only of conspiracy and people talking, and if those paths of the mind cannot break, it is not the wild glare of the world even that one dies in. Approach the window as if to see the board on which disclosed everything. I should have written not the rain of a 19th century day, but the motes in the air, the dust here still. What have we argued about? What have we done? Thickening the air. Air so thick with mint, the words unlucky and good luck float in it. To see them? No. Or sees motes. An iron mesh, links of consequence, still at the mind's end. Willow. You are the last who will know him, nurse. Not know him. He is an old man, patient. How could one know him? You are the last who will see him or touch him, nurse. Occurring neither for self nor for truth, the sad marvels, in the least credible circumstance, storm of bombardment, or the room of the very old man. Whitman, April 19th, 1864. The Capitol grows upon one in time, especially as they have got the great figure on top of it now, and you can see it very well. It is a great bronze figure, the genius of liberty, I suppose. It looks wonderful till it's sundown. I love to go and look at it. The sun, when it is nearly down, shines on the headpiece, and it dazzles and glistens like a big star. It looks quite curious. That's the end of it. It's difficult to foresee. It's hard to read and harder still to listen to more poetry now. Do you want to just make... I'll just sit down and not talk for a while. Make a 5-minute intermission, 3-minute intermission. I at least will smoke. Goes rowing in the park, though he may roast the world that he seems to be ice skating round the lake. He cannot go round that lake forever. An open voyage is another matter, it is his own affair, and he knows it. And a poem, short poem, I keep warning you now, they're short, I'm promising you. It's called Historic Pun. La petite vie, a young man called it later. It had been the last thing offered in that way. A way of behaving, a way of being in public, which we lacked. If there was doubt, it was doubt of himself. Finding a force in the cafes and bistros. Force of the familiar and familiars, the force of ease. They gather on the steps of Sacré-Cœur, great crowds sitting on the steps to watch the sunset and the lights. I speak of tourists, but what we see is there. Find a word for ourselves, or we will have nothing, neither faith nor will, the will touched by the dazzle. Spring touches the Butte Chaumont. Every morning the children appear in the parks. Paris is beautiful and ludicrous. The leaves of every tree in the city move in the wind. The girls have beautiful thighs, beautiful skirts. All simulate courage. Semite, to find a way for myself. Oh, and in connection, because that's Paris, I wrote a poem which is really about a reviewer. Because that was Paris, I read. I've been insulted in St. Peter's, battered in St. Paul's, and hanged in the Place de la Concorde. There is one who admires my urbanity. There is one in the forest or one in the desert who envies my urbanity. It is true, and it is remarkable. Those old walls give shelter. This is a ballad. Astrologues and lexicons, once in the great houses, the poor lobsterman met by chance on Swan's Island, where he was born. We saw the old farmhouse propped and leaning on its hilltop on that island where the ferry runs. A poor lobsterman, his teeth were bad. He drove us over that island in an old car, a well-spoken man, hardly real as he knew in those rough fields. Lobster pots and their gear smelling of salt. The rocks outlived the classicists, the rocks and the lobstermen's huts, and the sights of the island, the ledges and the rough sea seen from the road, and the harbor and the post office. Difficult to know what one means, to be serious and to know what one means. An island has a public quality, his wife in the front seat, in a soft dress such as poor women wear. She took it that we came. I don't know how to say, she said. Not for anything we did, she said. Mildly from God, she said. What I like more than anything is to visit other islands. This, called Power of the Enchanted World, is a series of five very short poems. Streets in a poor district, crowded. We mean the rooms. Crowded, they come to stand in vacant streets, streets vacant of power, therefore the irrational roots we are concerned with the given. That come before the swallow dares, the winds of March, black winds, the gritty winds, mere squalls and rags. There is a force we disregarded and which disregarded us. I'd wanted friends who talked of a public justice. Very simple people. I forget what we said. Now we do most of the killing, having found the logic, which is control of the world, we and Russia. What does it mean to object? Since it will happen, it is possible, therefore it will happen. And the dead, this time dead. Power which hides what it can, but within sight of the river, on a wall near a corner marked by the Maryland shop and a branch bank, I saw scrawled in chalk the words, put your hand on your heart. And elsewhere, in another hand, little baby ass. And it is those who find themselves in love with the world who suffer an anguish of mortality. Power ruptures at 1,000 holes, leaking the ancient air in. The paraphernalia of a culture on the gantries and the grease of the engine itself at the extremes of reality, which was not what we wanted, the heart uselessly opens to three words, which is too little. Let me read a last poem. What I want to read is a fairly, also a series, No, it's near as long as the others are a little long. I probably feel like it. Called Route, R-O-U-T-E, meaning the highway or whatever. Tell the beads of the chromosomes like a rosary, loving the genes. If it fails, we will produce no same man again. I have seen too many young people become adults, young friends become old people, all that is not ours, the sources, and the crude bone, we say, took place like the mass of the hills. The sun is a molten mass, therefore, fall into one's soul. Reality, blind eye, which has taught us to stare, your elbow on a car edge, incognitura sama. I wrote, not you, but a girl, at least, clarity. Clarity, surely clarity is the most beautiful thing in the world. A limited, limiting clarity. I have not, and never did have, any motive of poetry, but to achieve clarity. Trouble that you are not, as they say, working. I think we try rather to understand. We try also to remain together. There is a force of clarity, it is, of what is not autonomous in us. We suffer a certain fear. Things alter, surrounded by a depth and width. The unreality of our house in moonlight is that if the moonlight strikes it, it is truly there, though it is ours. Not to reduce the thing to nothing. I might at the top of my ability stand at a window and say, look out, out there is the world. Not the desire for approval nor even for love, oh, that trap from which escape barely, if it fails, we will produce no sane man again. Words cannot be wholly transparent, and that is the heartlessness of words. Neither friends nor lovers are coeval, as for a long time we have abandoned those in extremity, and we find it unbearable that we should do so. The sea anemone dreamed of something, filtering the seawater through its body. Nothing more real than boredom, dreamlessness, the experience of time. Never felt by the new arrival, never at the doors, the thresholds, it is the native in native time. The purity of the materials, not theology, but to present the circumstances. In Alsace during the war, we found ourselves on the edge of the Battle of the Bulge. The front was inactive, and we were spread so thin that the situation was eerily precarious. We hardly knew where the next squad was, and it was not in sight, a quiet and deserted hill in front of us. We dug in near a farmhouse. Pierre Adam, though he was a journeyman mason, lived with his wife and his children in that farmhouse. During the occupation, the Germans had declared Alsace a part of Greater Germany. Therefore, they had drafted Alsatian men into the German army. Many men, learning in their own way that they were to be called, dug a hole. The word became a part of the language, fair and true. Some men were in those holes as long as 2 and 3 years. It was necessary that someone should know where those holes were. In winter, it was impossible for a man to come out of his hole without leaving footprints in the snow. While snow was actually falling, however, a friend could come to the hole with food and other help. Pierre, whom many people trusted, knew where some 2 dozen of those holes were. The Germans became aware that men were going into hiding, and they began to make reprisals. If the young man was young and unmarried, they killed his parents. If the man was married, they took his wife into Germany to the army brothels, it was said. They took the children into Germany, and it was not certain whether those children would remember where they came from. Pierre told this story. Men would come to Pierre, and they would say, I am thinking of making a home. Pierre would say, yes. They would say then, but if I do, they will kill my parents, or they will take my wife and children. Then Pierre would say, he told me, if you dig a hole, I will help you. He knew, of course, what he was telling me. You must try to put yourself into those times. If one thought he knew anything, it was that a man should not join the Nazi army. Pierre himself learned shortly before the Americans arrived that he was about to be drafted. He and his wife discussed the children. They thought of tattooing the children's names and addresses on their chests so that perhaps they could be found after the war. but they thought that perhaps the tattooing would be cut out of the children. They did not finally have to make that decision, as it turned out. But what a conversation between a man and his wife. Was it a simpler question in the event, will you or will you not want to kill a German? Because in the event, if you do not want to, you won't. And my wife, reading letters she knew were 2 weeks late, did not prove I was not dead while she read. Why did I play all that? Why was I doing that? We are brothers, we are brothers. These things are composed of a moral substance only if they are untrue. If these things are true, they are perfectly simple, perfectly impenetrable, those primary elements which can only be named. A man will give his life for his friend, provided he wants to. In all probability, a man will give his life for his child, provided his child is an infant. One man could not understand me because I was saying simple things. It seemed to him that nothing was being said. I was saying, there is a mountain, there is a lake, a picture seen from within. The picture is unstable, a moving picture, unlimited drift. Still, the picture exists. The circumstances. Cars on the highway filled with speech. People talk, they talk to each other. Imagine a man in a ditch, the wheels of the overturned wreck still spinning. I don't mean he despairs. I mean, if he does not, he sees in the manner of torture. And if at 80, he says what has been commonly said, is for the sake of old times, a cozy game, he wishes to join again an unreasonable speech out of context. The cars run in a void of utensils, the powerful tires beyond happiness. Tough, rubbery gear of invaders, of the descendants of invaders, I begin to be aware of the countryside and the exposed weeds of a ditch. The context is history, moving toward the light of the conscious. And beyond, culvert, blind curve, there are also names for these things, language in the appalling field. I remember my father as a younger man than I am now. My mother was a tragic girl. Long ago, the autonomous figures are gone. The context is the thousands of days. Not the symbol, but the scene, this pavement leads to roadsides, the finite losing its purposes. Is estranged. All this is reportage. If having come so far, we shall have song, let it be small enough. Virgin, what was there to be thought, comes by the road. Tell the life of the mind creates the finite, all punishes him. I stumble over these stories, progeny, the possibility of progeny, continuity, or love that tempted him. He is punished by place, by scene, by all it holds. All he has found, this pavement, the silent symbols of it, the word it, never more powerful than in this moment. Well, hardly an epiphany, but there the thing is all the same. All this is reportage. To insist that what is true is good, no matter a definition, that tree whose fruit, the weight of air, measured by the barometer in the parlor, time remains what it was, oddly, oddly insistent, haunting the people in the automobiles, shining on the sheet metal, open and present, unmarred by indifference, wheel traffic, indifference, the hard edge of concrete continually crumbling into gravel and the gravel of the shoulders, ditches of our own country. Whom shall I speak to? Department of Plants and Structures, obsolete, the old name in this city of the public works. Though we meant to entangle ourselves in the roots of the world, an unexpected and forgotten spore, all but indestructible shards, to owe nothing to fortune, to chance, nor by the power of his heart or her heart to have made these things sing with the benevolence of the real. Though there is no longer shelter in the earth round helpless belly, a hope among the pipes and broken works. Substance itself, which is the subject of all our planning and our most profound companionship, and by this we are carried into the incalculable. There was no other guarantee. Ours aren't the only madmen, or they have burned thousands of men and women alive, perhaps no madder than most. Strange to be here, strange for them also, insane and criminal, who hasn't noticed that? Strange to be man, we have come rather far. We are at the beginning of a radical depopulation of the earth. Cataclysm, cataclysm of the plains, jungles, the cities. Something in the soil exposed between two oceans. As Cabeza de Vaca found a continent of spiritual despair in campsites, his miracles among the Indians heralding cataclysm. Even Cortez greeted his revelation. No, I'd not emigrate. I'd not live in a ship's bar wherever we may be headed. These things at the limits of reason. Nothing at the limits of dream. The dream merely ends. By this we know it is the real that we confront.